Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. To talk to you a little bit about the fearful avoidant and setting boundaries. And this is sort of a follow-up I did, how to stop people pleasing and setting boundaries. But I specifically wanted to discuss this in the context of fearful avoidant, because it's a fact that I think that, or at least a pattern, we'll say a very strong pattern amongst fearful avoidance that sometimes goes overlooked. And this is the fact or pattern that fearful avoidants very commonly think that they're actually great at setting boundaries, because they're good at setting boundaries specifically when they're angry. Now, the theme is to really highlight the fact that you may think that you're doing a great job of setting boundaries because when you're angry, you say what's on your mind. But usually when you raise your voice or are coming from a place of anger, or your tone is in alignment with anger, rather than it being an established boundary that's received by whoever you're communicating it to in a healthy way, more often than not, somebody just goes into defense mode because they feel attacked. And if you are somebody who sets boundaries only when you're angry, there are so many things that had to go wrong first, right? Like, there are so many times that you didn't speak up, didn't say your truth, didn't assert yourself, didn't set all of those tiny boundaries first that led to this sort of big blow up or setting boundaries from a place of true frustration. And that's not good boundary setting. In fact, it's sort of the opposite. It's poor boundary setting the vast majority of the time. And then having one boundary that you set finally when you're angry, that's usually falling on deaf ears anyways, because you're tripping somebody's defense wires and they're going into self-protection mode when you raise your voice or get angry or express yourself in that way. And so what I really wanted to highlight here is, number one, setting boundaries from anger is not good boundary setting. Number two, healthy boundary setting from a secure perspective is that you are setting all of those small boundaries and you feel perfectly comfortable and confident to be attuned enough to yourself and your own feelings and needs that you are truthful about your yeses and nos throughout the course of the day. So if somebody who's a coworker comes and says, "Hey, I need help with extra work. Can you do mine?" You know, you're able to sit for a second, tune into yourself and realize if that's a yes or a no for you. And sometimes it'll be a yes because you care about contribution and you'll want to help somebody out. Other times it'll be a no because you've got kids at home and you're already behind on your own work and you need to go pick them up. Or you have been working so much and taking on so much, you're kind of teetering on the stage of burnout and you need to be better at saying no to things so you can take time to properly and effectively recharge. And so healthy boundary setting, the myth is that healthy boundary setting can be from a place of anger. It's like, as long as you're saying your boundaries, you're doing a good job, but that's not true. It's when you're setting your boundaries, it's how often you're setting boundaries. And it's really the art of being able to set all of those small boundaries over and over again, so that there never has to be a big blowout in order to use that blowout or blow up as a subconscious strategy to get space back. Because often when we get angry, we create space between ourselves and others. And sometimes that expression of anger is a subconscious strategy to set a boundary that's kind of come in too late. So if you are struggling to set boundaries, generally there's a few things you're struggling with first: being attuned to yourself in real time, knowing what your feelings and needs are, and actually knowing what your boundaries are and what's truthful for you, because you often feel split between not wanting to be disliked or abandoned or betrayed or, you know, unworthy. And so you say yes, because this part of you feels like it's a yes to say something that might be a no, but it's because you're more driven by your emotions and wanting to avoid fear, right? Wanting to avoid the fear of being abandoned, wanting to avoid the fear of being disliked. And that's actually your guiding compass more than your own truth, wanting to be authentic in relationship to yourself, wanting to protect and care for your own needs and feelings. And so there's this like sort of teeter-totter out of proportion imbalance here. And when you can actually work to reprogram those fears around setting those boundaries and get really clear about like you know, why there's a lot of benefits to setting boundaries, why it's safe to set boundaries, why it's healthy to set boundaries, and then practice doing the work to slowly start that out. This is where you see a huge transformation, and you'll actually feel like you're more authentic in your relationships. You'll feel like people hear you more, care for you more, show up for you more, and are protecting you because you're giving the information necessary in order to receive that. So there's a full course. You can check this out for free for 7 days. It's our boundaries course, and it does a really deep dive into like auditing your boundaries, knowing yourself and your boundaries, working through your fears of setting boundaries. Like, are you afraid of being a burden? Are you afraid of being abandoned? Are you afraid of, you know, not doing enough and then being unworthy or not good enough? Are you afraid of being disliked or rejected? Like, there's always these fears that are driving the lack of boundaries that are overpowering our ability to show up in our truth. And if you can recondition those fears, and then you can start seeing the benefits of setting boundaries, and then start taking action and seeing the reward from doing that, and how that prevents burnout, and how that benefits your whole life in so many ways. And how that really is you showing up vulnerably, because you're sharing your actual truth with others. As you start to see that and the benefits of setting boundaries in your life on a daily basis, and how much better and more energized you feel, it builds momentum and it becomes your new set point or natural state. And something that's worth noting is securely attached people are all quite good at setting boundaries as a general rule. So it's a huge part of becoming securely attached, and it has a massive benefit to our relationships long-term. And also for those of you who are fearful avoidance, who are very empathetic and see yourselves as the empaths, you'll stop attracting into your life and being drawn towards people who are going to take advantage, right? Because your subconscious gets like magnetized to somebody from a trait variety perspective, right? You're attracted to people who are takers because you're an overgiver. And that trait variety is something that we're biologically drawn to. And so you won't keep repeating these same patterns. You'll see things as red flags a little bit easier and better and earlier on. And generally, you'll make space for healthier relationships to exist overall. So really important topic. I hope this makes sense. It's definitely a big myth about setting boundaries. Again, you can check out that course for free for 7 days using the link in the description box below. And if you hang out at this channel often and enjoy these videos, I would really appreciate if you liked, shared, and subscribed. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you tomorrow.